This is a WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. This is a WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
In studio with us today, we have Donna Barrett, chairman of the Central Tennessee Solid Waste Planning Board. Donna, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Weather out there is actually perfect right now.
It is beautiful weather. Can't ask for anything other.
I just hope it lasts. So what is happening with that Solid Waste Planning Board? Kind of tell us, first of all, what it is.
Well, thank you. The board, as I call it, as you see, it's a very long name. It was formed in 1991, so we're looking a little over 30 years ago, by the state. There are at least seven of us still in existence statewide, and the goal was to increase recycling and diversion. This was back when we had open burn pits for our landfills, for our waste, and the state came in with some incentives from the federal government to clean things up, and that's when we started seeing the more developed landfills that are lined and more properly maintained. But at the same time, they wanted to see recycling and diversion, and the state has a goal of diverting 25% out of the landfills into recycling or upuse, whatever the option may be. So that is one of the responsibilities for the board, is to help the counties or their region with their recycling and diversion efforts.
You know, it's interesting when you look back in history at the way we used to treat trash compared to today. So much has changed. I mean, from farmers digging a hole and burying trash to burning trash at landfills. I mean, it has changed a lot. I mean, I know we've learned more over those years, but talk about some of those changes.
It is amazing, the changes. I can remember as a child taking things to the landfill that was just a big open pit, and you backed your truck up and you pushed stuff off into that big old pit that had been dug. There it sat, and every now and then it was set on fire and burned. If you were out in the haulers, just whatever open field you could find. Now, I will say some of the ways our ancestors handled trash was smart. And when I say that, you look back at the World War II generation, their trash became reusable things. We were more into keeping and saving things for future use than we are the one-use items and just throw away. We composted back then in the gardens. So some of the things from the past we were doing right. Now we've gotten to convenience, and that convenience has led to more and more garbage.
And when it comes to that convenience, that really has carried over all across the field of manufacturing, like TVs, for example. I remember used to go to like Curtis Mathis. It was on Memorial Boulevard. And if you bought a big screen TV, one of those rear projection ones, it probably cost you over $1,000. But now you can buy a big screen flat screen TV for like $300.
Yes.
And so people view that, though, as disposable. And when you dispose of things like that, it's not good for the environment.
It is not. And you mentioned disposable and TVs. I had a chance to go over Medical Center Parkway the other day. It was Monday morning, and sitting in the parking lot was somebody's TV that they had disposed of in a public parking lot. We have gone way too far with the convenience and the disposing of things haphazardly.
I wonder, what do we need to change first? I mean, how do we get on the right track or back on the right track?
It starts with education. We have the resources available. People just don't know about it. We have folks that are moving in here from other states that expect it, but they don't know where it is. They don't know how we recycle. We don't know what the options are here. And quite frankly, that's phase one of what our board decided we needed to do, is start with the education aspect.
And you've been on this board for quite a while. And the time that this, you know, from the board's start in the 90s to today, like we said, a lot has changed. But this new project that is coming about and starts tomorrow is a project that hopefully will start people on that right path. But tell us more about the project. How did you come up with it?
Thank you. This is a pilot program that we put together and went to the state and told them, look, we need help here in Rutherford County. We have our landfill that is an issue, or the Republic landfill that's an issue, that is not our privately owned landfill or publicly owned landfill. And we need to increase our recycling. 75% of what goes in the garbage, Scott, is recyclable. easily recyclable, not the hard stuff. This is easy stuff. And we're not doing a good job of that. And again, a lot of it comes from the lack of education. And I remember growing up, the man in the vehicle driving down the interstate throwing garbage out of his car.
I remember seeing that kind of stuff. Yes. And that's and due today, too.
And that made an impact on us. We both remember that. And it's been, I dare say, 40 years since we've seen that commercial.
Yeah.
But it made an impact. And it probably didn't run but one summer. But it made an impact on all of us. So I think back to things like that, and if it can make an effect, if something that small can make an effect, we can do better.
I agree.
So starting tomorrow, we'll be launching RecycleRightTN.com. That is phase one of this pilot program. There are various aspects of things we can do. But again, we have to start with the education, letting everybody know where our convenience centers are, turning them into true recycling centers, and all of them are. They do accept recyclables there. And then identifying other locations for hard-to-recycle items, like your ink cartridges. We have some wonderful private sector partners, if you will, that take those things in. Their sustainability programs are built around being good stewards of this earth that God gave us. So you'll have folks like Staples, Home Depot, Publix, all those take various things that we don't take at the recycling centers. The Recycle Right TN is going to identify those locations to make it easier for our citizens to go, what county do you live in? What do you have that you want to recycle? Here's where you take it. Here are the hours. Here's the steps that go with it. And on this page, everything we've identified, we know truly ends up recycled. It doesn't go in a landfill four steps down the road, but it is a truly recycled end that comes to it.
Again, in studio with us today, we have Donna Barrett from the Central Tennessee Solid Waste Planning Board. Now, I don't know about you, but it bothers me when the car in front of me, the driver throws a cigarette butt out the window, which doesn't sound like much, doesn't sound like a big deal, but outside of the fact that it could cause a grass fire, when you factor in, well, you may have 1,000 people in Tennessee and the neighboring states too throw one cigarette butt out. Mm-hmm. That's when you start looking at, wow, this really is a bigger problem. Small things add up to make a big difference. And when you talk about recycling, there again, small things make a huge difference, because if everybody took those plastic bottles you get your water in, mm-hmm, and turned those into recycle them, that would make a huge impact.
It would make a very large impact. You mentioned the cigarette butts. Those are recyclable.
I didn't know that.
Yes. The cigarette makers will take those back and recycle them. And if we don't, if they are thrown out, as you indicated, our birds get a hold of them. They end up in nests. They just end up in places they shouldn't. You'll be amazed at the things that we can recycle.
I bet.
If we just take a moment and do it. And it doesn't take a lot of effort.
You know, you go to other states, like California, for example. Mm-hmm. Outside of grocery stores, inside restaurants, they have bins for recycling almost everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the water bottles to Coke cans, there's a place to drop it off or dump it. Why don't we have that here?
That's one of our goals, to increase the locations, the ease of recycling. You have to understand this is a two-step process. One, getting the individuals to collect it. Then the logistics of getting it from that collection point to either a central collection point or to the end location, be it the recycling centers here or the end user for the recycling at the tail end of it. So it's just a matter of making the effort, putting the dollars that are needed to make that happen. But first, we've got to show that this community is willing to recycle and take the effort to do that first step collection.
You know, I think it was about 1997, 1998 or so, I bought my first house, and it was a triplex. And when you're a single guy living, the cost is high. But of course, it was a lot lower back then. But I bought a triplex so I could live in one and have other people pay rent to me to live in the other two, which made me live almost for free back then. But I remember clearly they had recycling bins at places like the Georgetown Kroger store, mm-hmm, and other places across town. But you would gather whatever bottles you had that week, cans you had that week, and even newspapers. You would take them there, drop them off to be recycled. You just throw them in the bin. Mm-hmm. We don't even have that anymore in locations in Murfreesboro that I know of.
We have that at 13 recycling and convenience centers in Rutherford County.
See, that's positive. But people, I guess, don't know about it. How do we get that word out there? What can we do more of to let people know this?
Well, we're starting with RecycleRightTN.com. It has a listing of all the convenience center locations, what they accept, their hours of operation, and directions to get there.
Easy enough.
Yes.
And then when you talk to different people throughout the community, what kind of feedback do you get when they're talking about waste, their you know, family's trash or trash pickup? What kind of feedback do you get?
Well, it depends on what part of the community you live in. It varies. We have those that absolutely want to recycle anything and everything they can. You've got others that say, I'll recycle when I'm told to. And you've got those that are saying, just tell me how. So I think when we, the more we get the education out there, both with the population now and teach the children as they age in various scenarios and just make it part of a normal everyday thing, we'll see a big increase.
You know, I feel like we're in a great place to do that because we do have so many people moving into Rutherford County from other states, and those states, most of those recycle and they have programs set up. But if they move here and they don't know about those programs yet or don't realize we have them yet, they're going to get out of that practice quickly.
They are. And one of our populations to focus on are those individuals moving here to welcome them and to let them know what these centers are. And this website's going to be, this is just step one. As we gather with new partners, as we learn more, as we grow, this will be interactive, and you know, we're going to want input from those in the community. And we're also going to provide new information as it comes along, as we identify partners, as we grow our recycling centers. So this is step one, and this is our vehicle for reaching out to everybody.
Over the last few years, there's been a lot of debate. There's been a lot of talk between Rutherford County, City of Murfreesboro, Smyrna as well, I believe, and maybe Laverne too, but talks between these municipalities and the Middle Point landfill, talking to them about how we can move forward, things we can do to change. But where do all of those talks stand today when it involves the board that you're on, and is your board communicating with the landfill folks?
My board is the entity that denied the landfill expansion. We just settled the lawsuit where they sued us on that, and we won. So that's where our conversation is with the landfill.
It's hard to have a conversation in the midst of, hey, guys, you can't do this, or we don't want you to do it this way. We want you to do it that way. That makes for a tough back and forth.
It does, and this county has battled with what next step to do for a very long time. I remember us having these discussions back when Ernest Burgess was mayor. And at some point in time, you just got to take action and do something. If it's wrong, then we'll correct it. We feel like this is the let's do something. We have to start. You can't just sit around and evaluate proposal after proposal. You've got to move off go.
Have you, you know, your years on the board, have you seen where other counties or other cities have gone through similar battles with maybe a landfill or a trash collection company in their community?
We have so few of those. Not every county has a landfill. More and more now you see regional landfills, which is exactly what we have here with Republic. What I have seen is counties, particularly our rural counties that are isolated away from a regional landfill, get very creative and go down this recycling path. Not so much that it was a desire to recycle, it was we have to do something. Yeah. We can't haul garbage 3 hours away every day. There's got to be a solution. So there are pockets of success, and some of the things we're incorporating are successes I've seen in other counties, successes I've seen in other countries. You know, Ronnie and I travel extensively, and I know this can work. I've seen it in Italy, in many of the other countries we've gone to. it's second nature to them. They don't think twice about those three trash cans in the kitchen, and the food waste goes in one, the tin goes in one, and the glass goes in one. It's habit. And if they can do it, I think we can do it too.
I think so. And that is so true. And just like Californians moving here, these folks are in the habit of recycling, but if they don't start doing it soon after they move here, they do get out of that practice. But in other countries, I mean, you've got all these great countries that have positive recycling programs. You also have countries just the opposite and have horrible programs. Well, in fact, they don't have programs, period. Mm-hmm. In recycling and waste disposal. I don't want Tennessee to ever be in that category of, we don't have a program. Mm-hmm.
We won't ever be in that situation. We do have recycling programs now. The goal is to enhance them, to get better collection, to get the word out, and to have more diversion.
In the world of manufacturing, there has been a lot when it comes to recycling waste and turning it into everything from park benches to bottles. How can we do more of that? Or are we working that direction of getting maybe contracts with recycling companies to take some of our waste?
We are engaged in conversations with those end users. That's what you're referring to, somebody that takes the product, the trash, and convert it into something else. It happens more often than you think, and it's easier than what most folks think. For example, the tiles that are manufactured for flooring, a portion of that is sand. A third of the formula is sand. Glass broken down breaks down to sand. We can take the recycled glass, break it down to sand. Now you don't have to harvest it out of our riverbeds. So it's already being done. The goal is to increase the capacity. Your cardboard boxes can be sent to a pulp mill. It's a paper mill. And now it becomes the brown hand towels that you use in the restaurants, the public restaurants. Paper becomes the toilet paper that you use.
Interesting.
Glass also becomes, in manufacturing, if you have to polish something, a glass bottle can be broken down to a bead, and that becomes a polishing mechanism for metals. So it smooths the metals. It also breaks down the glass. Now that becomes sand again.
It's fascinating when you start talking about those things that can be recycled, what they're used for, because it opens up this whole new world of possibilities. Mm-hmm. And there's so many more possibilities today when compared to, let's say, the 90s or the 80s or the 70s. Mm-hmm. Things have come a long way. How do we start getting those contracts? How do we start bringing those companies into the Murfreesboro area? Or are we already on that road?
We're working on that road, but again, it goes back to collection. You have to have a certain amount of quantity for it to be worth their while to either relocate here or make the effort to collect the items. For example, glass. I've got a vendor that wants all of our glass. I have to have a minimum of 9,000 tons.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of glass. We collect 500 tons annually now, and we're barely scratching the surface. That's just in what individuals put in our convenience centers. Can you imagine if all of our restaurants, all of our hotels, everybody collected their glass? I think I could reach that 9,000 tons in short order.
I think so too. And you know, you hear glass, and a lot of people are probably thinking to themselves, well, I don't buy anything out of glass that I throw away, but they're not really taking a deep look at it, because in reality, for example, when you go to the grocery store, you buy those, what are the Starbucks drinks, you know, that are in a 4-pack, I think.
Yes.
Those are one of the many items that are glass, but I don't think people really think about it when they go to throw it away. But there is a lot of glass in reality that we do use each month in the kitchen.
Absolutely. Pickles, olives, jams. I have to give my husband some credit. He has been very patient with me in my recycling efforts. We literally started with glass left over from a Christmas party. I saw all this glass going out, and I thought, I can't do that. I've got to put it somewhere other than the garbage can. We now have 7 individual recycling bins in our garage.
Yeah.
That I bet we don't have one bag of real garbage that goes out every 2 weeks. Everything else has a recycling end to it. And it simply started with one item that we saw in bulk coming through the house.
You brought up the pickles, the jelly, the jams. I didn't even think about that. See, that I think the average person, they don't think about all the different things in their refrigerator or in their pantry that could easily be recycled. But for anybody out there, you know, open your fridge today and take a look. It is surprising when you start thinking about all the stuff we have, like glass or like plastic bottles, that we have to recycle. And in other states, you do, or you have the ability in a lot of states where you can take those plastic bottles and, again, turn those in and actually get whatever money back. That's another thing. Are we able to do that in Tennessee? And if so, where in the world do we take this stuff to get paid for recycling?
We do not have that. That's called a bottle tax. A lot of states do have those, with the initiative being those tax dollars go towards their recycling efforts. Tennessee does not have a bottle tax.
Should we?
I'd like to think we do it because we want to. Recycling, that is, and we don't have to have that kind of incentive to do it. Now, I do remember when we used to take the glass bottles back because Coca-Cola would reuse them.
I remember that too.
I think we got a nickel a bottle for those.
We take them to the grocery store, if I recall, whenever we go buy another six-pack of Coke.
Yes, but we don't do that anymore. And that may have been simply Coca-Cola doing that, or the bottling company, whichever one it was at the time. For us in Shovel, I knew that it was Coca-Cola because we had the bottling company there on the main drag.
When you dig deeper into recycling and waste, I think most of us really would be surprised at all the stuff that we throw away that could be recycled. I mean, you're talking about who knows how many things per year per family, but it's got to be a lot of waste that could have been recycled. Mm-hmm. Are there numbers that are calculated on the average family throws away X amount of dollars worth of what could be recycled?
The better way I could present that is 75% of the things you throw away are recyclable.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And then when it comes to things like TVs, computer monitors, I know there's a special place in Rutherford County where we're supposed to take those, and people don't. Like you said, you found one just laying, a TV sitting in a parking lot last week. And those are the things that we need to take to a certain location to be recycled or thrown away because of all the electronics in there. Is there going to be a time where we can take those to the landfill, as an example, or to the convenience center, and then they take it from there?
Currently, our Leanna Convenience Center accepts, that's called electronic waste. So they take the electronic waste like that. Your monitors or TVs or screens are going to be a cost to recycle. That's throughout the industry. Staples also takes electronics, and they'll take computer monitors, screens, power cords, anything electronic. But again, the monitors do cost, I think it's a $10 fee to recycle those or to take those in. But we do, again, we have locations.
Yeah.
And that's why we're starting this website, to let people know where you can take those things.
That cost, the $10 to turn in, recycle your TV, your computer monitor, etc. I think that prohibits some to throw it away, or if it's just a roadblock or an obstacle for people, or they just don't want the hassle of taking it during those hours that that location is open. What is it that you're hearing as far as the reason why people don't properly recycle some of the electronics they have?
Not knowing that you can. Just like the conversation we're having here, how many things have we just talked about?
A million.
That we already have a source available for it. And when we talk about our convenience centers, and you talk about, again, convenience, timing to go and all of that, we have Saturday and Sunday hours.
Yeah.
From 7:30 to 3, all of our convenience centers are open. So if you don't have time during the week with the hustle and bustle of an 8-to-5 job, we've got the weekend.
Those didn't used to be open on Saturday. Well, they were open on Saturday, but not Sunday in years past.
Correct.
In fact, you guys extended, or the county extended, what, all the hours of those convenience centers, right?
I mean,
over the past 4 years or so.
Correct.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll touch base on the transfer station that just opened here in Rutherford County and more. Again, with us today in studio, we have Donna Barrett, and she is the chairman of the Central Tennessee Solid Waste Planning Board. And starting tomorrow, a special pilot program will begin, and we'll talk more about that as well in just a second. You're tuned in to WGNS Murfreesboro. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for, you know, guitars, keyboards, drums. We have lessons for anything with strings, mandolin, guitar, bass, you name it. We have lessons for anything with keys, Music World and Drummer's Den, and a professional drum teacher as well. So if you need to learn to play something, we have you covered. Come on in, buy an instrument, start learning today at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
And I would highly recommend Adam's Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adam's Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli. You know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
In studio with us this morning, we have Donna Barrett, chairman of the Central Tennessee Solid Waste Planning Board. And again, starting tomorrow, a new pilot program will get underway, and it's a pilot project called Recycle Right Tennessee. Again, starts tomorrow. That'll be the first phase of the program. And Donna, tell us again a little bit more about that pilot program.
We're implementing phase one of the pilot program. The mission of the pilot program is to increase our recycling efforts, to take more things and get them into the recycling or diversion category than landfilling. And we're starting with four counties: Rutherford, Coffee, Warren, Cannon. And RecycleRightTN.com is our one-stop website where you can go and find all the locations that you can recycle items, whether it's at our convenience centers or whether it's with some of our private sector partners that already take specific recycling items in through their businesses.
Now, I know you mentioned earlier that need to have more recycling locations, more recycling items or items to be recycled, because if we're able to get that, we're able to possibly get contracts with outside companies to come in to take some of those recycling goods to turn them into other things. In other words, if we have this program set up and running and people are utilizing it, we as a county could go to a company or something and say, hey, we have a recycling program in place. We collect X amount of tons of bottles, X amount of tons of plastic. We just need some company to come in and take that and utilize those items, right?
Correct. If you remember Field of Dreams,
yes.
Build it and they will come.
Yeah.
Well, we collect it, they will come.
So it's built or being built,
I guess everything is
coming together. And talking about building, Rutherford County recently built a transfer station, and that transfer station is complete. It opened about 2 weeks ago. Tell us more about that.
Currently, that transfer station, first of all, that's not under our board. So I know what I know from just involvement with our solid waste directors division. That transfer station is allowing us to collect our garbage, the garbage collected in Rutherford County, and transport it, not have us have reliability on Middle Point Landfill.
That kind of sets the wheels in motion for, well, if the landfill closes like it's expected in 4 or 5 years, we've got at least a spot to stop, dump all the trash that's collected, and then have other trucks pick it up to transfer it to whatever landfill, I guess, we choose or contract with in the future.
Correct.
And that hopefully is going to save us maybe not a lot of money, but it'll hopefully get us better or more so in the right direction of recycling more items too. Because is there going to be a place for recycled goods there?
That is part of the goal, is to either enlarge it or use a portion of it when we get to that point where it benefits us to have that collection location or central location for that. So it can grow into that, and I'd like to grow as quickly as it can into that.
Definitely.
But what the transfer station does, it gives us an option we didn't have. And again, we've been talking about this issue for many years, and it's nice now to have an option that we have control over, as well as something that this pilot program can feed into as well.
When people go to recycle their goods, maybe it's plastic, maybe it's glass, but when they go to recycle those items and they dump other trash into the mix when they're not supposed to, what happens in those cases?
That's what we call wish cycling. Some folks want to recycle everything, and we're just not to that point yet. There are specific things we can take and specific things you can't. For example, the glass we were talking about. Wine bottles, beer bottles, food-grade glass, your pickle jars, things from the grocery store, but not the windows out of your house, not your TV screen. That would be, you wish that could be recycled. Don't put it in there. As much as we'd like to have that as an option, it contaminates a bin, so that makes everything else that's good in there not recyclable. So if you wish cycle, if you throw something that you really wish we could recycle and we can't, then you've just taken that whole bin that could have been recycled and it goes to the landfill.
So that's a big problem. I mean, I could picture a lot of people doing that, you know, thinking, all right, this is going to go with the glass, this is going to go with the plastic. But I could see where people could kind of get mixed up.
And part of the education aspect of Recycle Right is signage and being very clear, this is what we take. For example, your plastics all now have, most all of them, now have a triangle imprinted on them somewhere, usually on the bottom of a container. And inside that triangle is a number. Our plastics are labeled 1 through 6s, and that's it's the polymer makeup of it. And it tells you whether or not, one, it's the label, the formula for how it's made. Well, we can only recycle 1s and 2s. That's the only thing we in Tennessee currently have a market for. I'm not saying California doesn't have it or Virginia doesn't have it, but right now in Tennessee, that's all we can take and know that it's going to go somewhere. You throw in 6s and 7s and 5s, we can't recycle those. So you've contaminated the container. So we stick to 1s and 2s, and our signage will include explaining that. The website, in addition to Recycle Right TN website, we also have a Facebook and we have an Instagram. We will be explaining things like that as to how you identify some of those hard to know immediately things.
Recycle Right Tennessee. We can find that on social media just by typing that in, I guess.
Yes, it's recyclerighttn.com.
Easy enough. And there you'll be able to find all the locations of where you can take goods to be recycled and learn more about some of the recycling going on here too.
Correct.
This will be good because right now you have to kind of search the county's website, the city's website, Smyrna's website, in order to figure out where do you take your trash, where do you dispose of this or that. It takes a little while, a little navigating to figure it out sometimes.
It does.
So this is going to help out, I think, a lot. You know, again, going back that 1990s era, I don't know why, but it seems like in the 90s here in Rutherford County and Murfreesboro, a lot of recycling programs were launched and folks attempted to really put forth an effort in recycling because I remember the big blue bins that they gave to each homeowner. I don't know if you recall that or not, but there were blue bins that said, I think, recycling on the side. We'd fill those up with things like the milk jugs or whatever it was they were collecting. That was something that they also kicked off in the 90s. Is there going to be a program that they hand out or different cities give residents like boxes to recycle items in, to put them in, then put them by the curb?
That's part of the ongoing discussions. Is that the path we want to go? Or is it just making the locations we currently have sustainable and easily accessible? In some states, they don't have curbside, but they make it very easy to access the convenience centers, either in the quantity or the hours. Some are 24/7 that I have visited. So it depends on what the community is going to be willing to buy into.
I would guess, just looking at the map of Rutherford County, we've got quite a few convenience centers in order to dump trash in. And most of those, I'm going to venture to guess, are within 2 to 4 miles of almost every homeowner in Rutherford County. In other words, right now it's really easy to get to those convenience centers. We just have to do it.
That's correct. Just take a little bit of time, a little bit of effort. I challenge everybody, pick one item. Quite honestly, with as much Amazon as we have coming to doors now,
cardboard boxes.
Save your cardboard.
You're right. I mean, if you drive through any neighborhood in Rutherford County, you're going to see cardboard boxes awaiting for that homeowner to arrive back home. But they're literally everywhere.
They are.
I've got one coming this afternoon. I need to recycle the box it comes in. Anyway, Donna Barrett with us today. And once more, this pilot program, it is the Recycle Right Tennessee program. If that goes well, is this going to become a permanent thing?
That's my goal.
You can learn more online. And what was the website?
RecycleRightTN.com.
Donna, thank you for joining us this morning. And is there anything else we left off?
Nope, I think we have it.
Everybody's now well informed.
Recycle your cardboard. Start with one thing.
I'm going to start today. Well, Donna, thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. Demas's has had a bar when we opened 35 years ago. And we've done the exact same thing with our bar menu that we've done with our food menu. We get higher quality items, higher quality cocktails. Again, some people just want a drink with their meal, where they might be able to get a drink to complement their meals. You need to check it out, so come on over right now. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street. We really focus on value.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.